2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not faint, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of Elohim deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Elohim. But if our gospel is hid, it is hid to those who are lost, in whom the Elohim of this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of the Messiah, who is the image of Elohim, should shine to them. For we do not preach ourselves, but the Messiah Yeshua the Master, and ourselves your servants for Yeshua's sake. For Elohim, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua the Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim, and not from us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed; we are perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, but not forsaken; cast down, but not destroyed; always bearing about in the body the dying of the Master Yeshua, so that the life of Yeshua may also be made manifest in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Yeshua's sake, so that the life of Yeshua may also be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death works in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised the Master Yeshua will raise us also by Yeshua, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the abundant grace may, through the thanksgiving of many, abound to the glory of Elohim. For which cause we do not faint, but though our outward man is wasted, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.